Okay, there's a extraordinary chiddush in Tosfos here in Kedushin Lamed Beis, which I'll explain. I'd like to start with the Shaila. I'll work my way back to the Gemara. In the copies I gave out, they bring a Shaila from the Torah Lishma, which is the Ben Ish Chai, one of his Tshuva Svarim, a Siman Tov Zayin. And he has a Shaila that's Shchiach. I remember in my camp years, we had Genevas in camp, which happens sometimes. And there were a number of Genevas, and as the summer went on, we suspected somebody, rather someone in my bunk, from being the Ganav. So we had a plan that during night activity, we'd leave something in the bunk, and during night activity, we'd somehow send him to the bunk and see if he stole anything. I remember my JC hid under the bed, and I sent him up, and he said he was scared stiff. He didn't get out from under the bed, but he knows which sneakers it was that walked in. And the guy came, and he taka stole what it was, and at the end, we caught him, and we got all of the merchandise back. The Torah Lishma says you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to yovel lifnei iver. How can you entrap somebody to put him in a place where you're tempting him to steal, and you're taka suspicious of him to be a ganav? So he says that it's also to do that because Yevran Lifteiven. Nisyanis Kelu also lasses. He brings Mamish this case. He brings a case with an employee. You're sending him into a place where you're going to leave something that he could easily take. And he says it's also to do that because it's an Avera Lifteivel Asite Mikshal. And that's his psalm. You can put dye wherever you want, but you can't entice someone to steal. In other words, if I have things, I could put dye in case the Ganav comes. I'm not sending him to steal. You're right. That's we did that also. When you wash your hands, the person gets. But you can do that, but you can't send him there and entrap him to steal. That's what he's saying. What? No entrapment. Yeah. Okay. It's not really entrapment. Just leaving entrapment is enticing him. But anyway, the. Well, you got to find a different way to catch him, but it's a problem. Now, one minute. By a guy, no, it's lefneiver by a guy too. Yeah, nice lefneiver menachayla ben nayach. I wish him lefneiver. The Gemara says, so it's also awesome. So here, lechayra from this Gemara, there's an eitz. The Gemara here says on Lam Beis Amud Aleph that Rabba Bar Afuna, I'm a Rav Huna. Rav Huna had a son, Rabba Bar Afuna. Rav Huna wanted to test his son. So the Gemara says, Rav Huna korishiroi ba'ape Rabba Barei. He did something that would anger his son. He ripped some begadim in front of his son. Omer ezalizzi irosach ilo irosach. He wanted to see if he'll get angry. Or he won't get angry. Now, Mistabi was trying to train his son not to be angry. You know, I don't know the background of the story. But the Lamaisa is, He ripped begadim in front of him to see if he'll get angry. Okay, and I don't know, today, you know, he ripped off his baseball cards or something to see if he'll get angry. So, what? That will get you angry. Yeah, okay. It's a better example than ripping your clothing, right? Frekta Gemara, Dilmarasa, Kovim Lashon Seiver. So Gemara is saying, you know, I'll do that. It's Mamish's case. That's what he brings down with Bezim and Aleph. That you're trapping him, you're going in front of him, you're doing something that's likely to get him angry to see if he gets angry. So the Gemara says you're evil lifneiver. So Rashi says it doesn't mean just getting angry is lifneiver, but he might say something not covetic to his father. So you're evil lifneiver. Shagarim lifnei shalachtai. He'll say something. So the Gemara answers. So how did he do it? Gemara answers the machal eliakre. He was machal before him. He was machal as covet. So then you're allowed to test him if you're machal the covet. So chayr we have an eitzah. Here, we want to catch a ganav in camp, and we want to do something. So what we do is, we'll put something out to test him. We'll be meichel him. If he steals it, he can keep it. We'll be meichel him, and we're doing it for a purpose. You want to catch him. So it would seem to come out from this Gemara that you have an eitzah, if you're going to be meichel him, that you're allowed to do it. So he won't be able, he won't, you're not able to stay either. He'll steal it, he'll keep it. Comes out after you catch him, you tell him, no, the one you stole now, you can keep. Michael, that one. Just give us back all the old ones. You know, we gotta get back the old ones. L'chayr, that's an eitzah. It makes sense. You're not able to lift neiver. The problem is Tosfos. Very hard to understand this. Again, you have to picture what's going on. Why would it be an Aveira? If you're Meichlin, then he could keep it? Why is it an Aveira? What? No, you're Meichel beforehand. You're Meichel then. Whoever takes it can take it. You make it after. Oh, so that's Tosis cash. Maybe it's a minute of it. Tosis asks that if somebody means to do an Aveira, even if it's not an Aveira, he also gets punished. He doesn't know you're Meichel. So here Rabbah is ripping this in front of Rafuna Bere. Rafuna is ripping in front of Rabbah Bere. It's not Lifnei because he's Meichel him. So Taisit Sarach Laimar Shahidiyai Kaidim Lachain. He told him, I'm Michael. Shalaya Kamayniskavalecha Basakhazia Balbiyadi Basatla. So he told him, now I don't get the picture of the story exactly. He's ripping up his baseball cards in front of him. So he tells him beforehand, if you get angry, I'm Michael you. And he rips it up. So I don't get, like, it doesn't seem to be.
You told him earlier, a couple weeks ago.
You told me, so if I get angry, I'm Michael you. Yeah, and then he ripped it up. So what kind of that was the test that he? So maybe he has control, but if you meichel me, so I get angry. What's wrong? If it's an avera, I won't get angry. But if you tell me I meichel me, what? No, he was testing if he got angry.
No, but he was already angry.
I understand.
So therefore, he wanted to show him about anger, maybe.
Yeah, of course, he did it for a purpose. No, but what comes out from Tosfos, even if you're Meichel him on the Geneva, it doesn't help. Because you're Meichel, you want to test this guy if he's a Ganim. So you put things out, and you tell in front of two Adam, I'm Meichel whoever takes it, I'm after it, whatever. But he doesn't know you're Meichel it. He thinks that you're stealing it. So they're going to put up a sign, Hefker, then when he comes up and takes it, so he's not a Ganim. So it seems to be.
Right.
So therefore, and Tosfos says if you're Meichel, it's okay. And the Gemara says if you're Meichel, Tosfos says you have to tell him. The Gemara says it's okay if you're Meichel. I don't know. Yeah. What are two levels? Tosfos says it could be Meichel. But he has to know about it, because otherwise he's over an aver b'machshava. It's aver b'maisa if he steals, an aver b'machshava if he thinks he's stealing. All right, but Tosfos is saying this is the aver and aver b'machshava. That's what Tosfos says. I don't blame me. Tosfos says, listen, you can start off with me. Look, Tosfos says. Tzarech leidia kaidem lechein shalaya kamei niskaven lecha basach haziyav ala biyadi basach tleh. If you're mechamed to do an aveira, it's not like you did the aveira. It's an aveira, but it's not mamish like you did the aveira. It's not like you ate basa chazir. There's an oinish from miskavim lecha basa chazir. It's a smaller aveira. It's an aveira to plan to eat basa chazir, even if it's not basa chazir. It's not the same aveira as eating chazir. Like a machshava for an aveira is not like the aveira, but it's an aveira. It's a level of it.
It's like
by Neda, she didn't know good. It's also she didn't know, and she still needs a kapar. This is the issue. There's a shaila in the sefer from Rablai on Hilchot Tzedakah. I think it's called Tzedakah Mishpat. He has that he asks Rabbi Mizalm. There's a guy who goes around collecting. He knows he's a phony. He tells everyone he's collecting for yeshiva, and he's really collecting for himself. So the guy said, "I'll give him a quarter, and I'll be meichel him." So Rabbi Mizalm told him, "It's aser. It's aser. Why? Because of this taisus." That Tosfos says that you can't, if he thinks he's Ivik and Avi, then you're Meichel, it doesn't help. So the guy goes around collecting, and he's saying for yeshiva, he's doing it for himself. So Shlomo Zalman says, Ivy, you have to tell him, I'm Meichel you. Tell him, keep the quarter for yourself, that it's okay. What?
You can't give tzedakah because you don't know what.
No, you don't have to be chayshit stam a yid that he's stealing. And not everybody's a ganim. You don't have to be chayshit, everyone is a ganim.
I know you're a Ghana.
You can say, I'm giving a quarter to you. Don't give it to yeshiva. It's for you. And then you can do that.
What?
No, if he's saying this to the yeshiva and it's not for the yeshiva, then he's a Ghana.
Yeah.
What are you saying? If you, what are you talking about? If he says, I'm giving it to you, give me money for the yeshiva, then the money belongs to the yeshiva. You're not giving it to him.
Give it to me,
Marshal. Right? You marshal him, yeah. You know he's a thief. You know, I'll do it. So I want to tell you what. All right, the percentage. The yeshiva pays janitors, so they pay collectors. So a collector gets a percentage. Then even if he's not a noni, if he works at the yeshiva, he's entitled to get paid. He's entitled to get paid. So I want to tell you a possible avenue of heter in this whole thing, this thing of entrapment. And the heter is based on Rishu Leib Diskin. There's a Rishu Leib in his Chidushim on Ksubis. There's one volume of Rishu Leib Diskin's Chidushim. And there is a Chidush on Ksubis. It's a famous Chidush. In the Gris Maisha, he refers to it in Paskins like it. Rishu Leib says the following Chidush on Lifnei Iver. There's a Gemara in Ksubis, the beginning of Ksubis, it says that Tibol Leheg Metchila, there was a Gezeira that somebody who got married, Besula, who got married, the Romans made a Gezeira, Tibol Leheg Metchila, the Hegmans and Bibayal her. So the Gemara says they used to come, everyone got married on Yom Dalit, so they used to come on Yom Dalit. So it says women were Moise Nefesh, women's not Mechuyati Moise Nefesh on Znus. So Gemara says, Lidrish Lahudai Nishari. Let's tell them in Oinus is Mutter, it shouldn't be Maisa Nefesh. Lidrish Lahudai Nishari. So what's the Gemara saying? They should get married, Yom Dalit. I, the guy, will do the Aveira with them. But Lidrish Lahudai Nishari, we should tell them that it's that they shouldn't be Maisa Nefesh. So Rabbi Shua Leib says, what about Lifnei Iver? The guy's Mitzvah Neshesish. You shouldn't be allowed to get married that on Tuesday on Yom Dalit. Because of Lifnei Iver. So Yishua Leib says the following Chiddush. He says, because a guy is going to do an Aveira, I don't have to sacrifice what I have a right to because of Yena doing an Aveira. The best example I could give you is Rabbi Yosha brings this to Yishua Leib. Somebody asked him how they made demonstrations on Shabbos. You know, it's so, they make Afganot on Shabbos. So, Yaiva Lifnei Iver, all the newspapers come, and the police come, and they're all Mechal Shabbos. It's Lifnei Iver. So he takes it to Rabbi Shua Leib Diskin. Rabbi Shua Leib says that Lifnei Iver is, if I do something for someone, and he says, the Nazir says, pass me some wine. So I pass him some wine, I'm doing him a favor. That's Lifnei Iver. I'm not Mechuyev to give up my, what I have a right to, because the end is saying, if you do that, I'm going to do an Aveira with it. You know, we used to have, when we were in elementary school, you had potato chips, you didn't want to share it with someone. So I don't know if you guys were so bright, but my class, so a guy would go, come over to you, he'd make a bracha. He'd say, oh, mama, you used to do the heshi. Bracha levatola, you know, so you have to give him a candy. You have a lifte either. He made a bracha. And he made a bracha, and you have the candy. So you have to give him a candy because he made a bracha? You have to? Yeah, I think so. I say, you know, I said, Bishul Leib says, you don't have to. You I have to give up my candy because you're doing an Aveira? I don't have to give up my thing. If it's a bracha to get married, Yom Dalit, because the headwind's going to come, as Lifnei Iver Shabbai, I don't have to give up what I have a right to because someone else, a Rasha, comes, he says, I'm going to do an Aveira with it, so I have to give up what I have a right to. That's the Rishul Leib Diskin's Yisayid, that Lifnei Iver is when I'm doing him something. I'm doing something for him. Not when I'm doing what I need to do for myself. And because he's going to do an Aveira with it, you don't have to do it. But then you're doing it for him. The court is phony collector. You're giving it to him. No, you're giving a phony collector. You're giving it to him. You can give there's no sort of places to give tzedakah. You're doing it for him. But in the case where you want to catch the guy, if you're doing it for yourself, I have to suffer through Ganevis because I'm worried about Lifnei Iver on the Ganev. I'm worried about Lifnei Iver on the Ganev. Rabbi Shul Leib would seem to come out. Rabbi Shul Leib's rule. I don't have to give up that I have a Ganev in camp and I can't do anything about it because he's going to do an Averis. I can't plan to catch him. It would seem that Rabbi Shul Leib Diskin's rule would seem to apply. And there's a Gemara that they bring that you're not allowed to lend someone money without witnesses. Because you have a Lifnei Iver. I mean, you lend somebody a dollar for a soda, you're willing to be Michael. But if you're not allowed to do a real loan to somebody without witnesses, you have a left neighbor. It's the same thing. I'm not doing it for me. I'm doing it for you. If I'm doing it for you, so then there's a problem with neighbor. But in the case of where I'm doing it for me, there it should be mutter. But I have to tell you, the Maisa, the Ben Ishchai answers, and the Sri Deish has a tshuva also about it. He's also Naita Lahachmi. He has a different limud schus to be Mekel, but not so pashit. And certainly, this Taisus, the Chiddush Atzam, that's Lifnei Iver on Machshava Tiv Vasach Hazir, that's also Lifnei Iver. So that's
a Taisus.
So somebody mentioned Hashem Yislach Lo that she's Machavit, she doesn't realize that the husband was not there. That's also a Raya, that even Machshava is also Lifnei Iver. Okay, good to everybody.